Hi, my name's Summer, and my co-host is my best friend Molly, and the 622 is a podcast that contains explicit content, so viewer discretion is advised.
So, we decided to do quotes each episode, quotes of the day. You have a quote, I have a quote, and we don't tell each other the quote until we record. So, let's do it. Give me your quote.
Let's go. Okay, my quote is from the amazing Alana from Broad City.
Yes.
And I've just been feeling like a lot of like female power recently. And so it's, the vagina is nature's pocket. It's natural and responsible.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
So, you know.
You couldn't have done a better job with pronunciation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, mine is from Tina Fey, Girl Love. Boss.
Yep.
And it's, confidence is 10% hard work and 90% delusion. Just think foolishly that you will be able to do what you want to do. And I feel like that's so fucking true. What are we doing right now? We're literally sitting in our Harry Potter closet in our house, like, recording a podcast and presenting it to, like,
a group of people we don't know.
Exactly. Like, thinking, like, okay, let's just, like, delusionally be like,
man, we're gonna rock this.
RuPaul's coming next week.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so then, I don't know, I know what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I have just, like, an awkward encounter that I can talk about, but I feel like yours kind of leads into, like, yours comes from our quotes, because our quotes are very, like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So, basically, I'm in a gender and communication class, and it's so, oh, fuck, this is explicit content.
Yeah.
Sorry, bitch! Okay.
I'll reset vagina, so.
So basically my gender communication class is so, it's really annoying because we'll go into class and then my professor, she will hand out index cards sometimes and, like, ask us a question and we'll, like, write on it our answer without our names, and then she, like, collects them, divides, like, you know, shuffles them and then redistributes them and then asks you, like, say it out loud. And it's like, so one of the questions was like, what's something that frustrates you about the other gender, like, with communication.
Okay.
And you know, some people said, like sometimes it's funny, like, one guy, like, some, we can assume it was a male, said, oh, like, why do girls post like on Instagram every picture of them eating food or something like that. But then the card I got was literally, it was like, or why do girls think, oh, I didn't get this one. I don't remember what I got. It wasn't important. But someone literally, and it was awkward because only, like, four boys were in the class.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, bitch, fuck you. And it literally was like, why do girls, like, think they can do everything? Like, they can't do, like, everything. Or something like, when girls think they could, like, try anything and it's like, you can't.
What?
And it was like, I'm sorry, that is so sexist. And I think they're trying to get at, I think, like, physical, like, you know, there are some, like, but it's like, and then what we would do is raise our hands and, like, talk about it. And then another girl raised her hand and she's like, I think, like, maybe there are some things, like, people can't do, but it's like, that doesn't mean people, like, everyone shouldn't get the equal opportunity to, like, try and prove themselves. And it's like, like, why can't we make shit about the individual? I hate that. And that's my point. Like, no, nothing. It's really annoying.
No, that is, I literally can't believe that someone even wrote that down. Especially, like, I feel like there's so many steps that it takes to actually get into a gender communications class that you have to know, like, oh, we're going to be talking about, like, positives and negatives, and, like, obviously people are going to have strong opinions, so, like, why would you say something like that when, like, I don't understand.
This class has legit fueled my feminine rage so much. Like, it's horrible.
I love it. No, I love it, though.
Well, I love it, too. Like, I don't mean that's horrible. I mean, like, it's just horrible, like, realizations. Like, we're females are just getting fucked the fuck over.
Yeah, they are. That shit sucks.
Wouldn't, like, whatever. Well, that's honestly something that'll probably be sprinkled in with throughout these episodes because, like, I'm continuously taking this class and, like, I have more I want to say.
Yeah.
But, like, I want you to be able to tell your story, so.
Yeah. No, but also, like, just really fast to add to that, it's crazy that, like, we literally have this conversation so much that it's, like, I don't think people realize, like, how prevalent it is in everyday life. Like, shit happens every single day that we're, like, be a woman, like, being a fucking lady. Like it's just, it comes with it. Yeah, so I guess that's kind of how I feel about it. But I guess that kind of does lead into my awkward story because my awkward story is about pooping. And so that's just, I feel like it's kind of like a girls don't poop thing. that is very, like...
We do?
What? Who does that? But, so I recently went on vacation, and I got food poisoning, and I've been having just a hard time with my digestive system.
Your bundle's burning.
Yeah, literally. And so I was helping my mom move this weekend, and she lives in an apartment building, and so, like, there's an elevator, and you can pretty much hear what people are talking about, like, when you're in the elevator, if someone's standing outside the elevator, you can hear them. And so my mom and I were waiting for the elevator to bring stuff down, and I'm telling her about, like, what's happening with my digestive system, and I'm like, I just, like, I'm having this problem, and right as the doors open, of course it is an attractive male, and I'm already in conversation with my mom, and like, every time I eat, I just poop and poop and poop, and I can't stop. And he literally just looked at us,
oh my god, Molly!
I just walked by and just didn't like make eye contact or like, like, or anything. It was like so appalling.
What was your face? I know your face. What was your mom's face? Like, were you guys like, was it so sudden that you were just like in we conversation, were both just, like, you know? So it's like, or like, did you have time to like kind of like react or half react? Like,
no, it was kind
what
of
did
like,
he catch?
It just, he definitely heard me say, and I just poop and poop and poop. And then he just kind of walked by, and then my mom just looked at me and she goes, he totally heard that. I was just like, oh my god, this is awful. But, I mean, the good thing is that we're moving out of the building, so I'll never see him again.
Yeah, exactly. Thank god.
Yeah, so, you know.
What did he look like?
He was kind of, like a little sturdy, like, kind of built, and he had, like, a little bit of scruff, and he was wearing a t-shirt, but I can see that he had tattoos on his arms, kind of
That's
peeking out.
That's literally the hottest thing, when, like, tattoos peek out of the t-shirt.
Yep. Yeah. No, so it was like, and I definitely had time to like absorb what he looked like, and so I feel like that definitely shows that he had time to absorb that I was talking about.
He definitely
not being
did.
Able to control pooping.
Oh god.
So, you know,
that's a beautiful moment to share.
Yeah. So
but that gets me into like public pooping, because me and you differ on this subject a lot.
Yeah.
And we both go to the same school, obviously, Chapman, and You are a believer in public pooping.
I am a 100% public pooper advocate.
I know I'm going to get the shit end of the stick. But I mean, like, I just don't enjoy it. I can't do it, really, and when other people do it, I get angry. But it's one of those things where it's like, I know I'm in the wrong. Like, I know, like, it's your body. If you gotta go poo, fucking go poo. Like, you know what I mean? Or there's emergencies. Like, I understand all of that, but I'm sorry. Like, as myself and as a person coming in to pee, like, I don't want to smell that stuff. I don't want to go in to the toilet and I'm like doing my squat to pee. And it's like, you see that, like, you know when someone's pooping next to you because it's like, They're chilling. Like, you know, like, their feet are, like, fully on the floor.
They're, like, taking their time.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, kind of where, like, the toes are kind of up on it. And I'm like, okay, you're peeing. Yeah. Or, you know?
That is so true.
And in middle school and stuff, when I would, like, raise my hand and high school, like, to go to the bathroom, I don't know why, but I, like, would make it a mission to, like, hurry up and pee. Because
so people
I didn't,
wouldn't think you pooped.
Yeah, I was like, I have, like, fucking T-minus 4 minutes before these bitches think I'm pooping. And I really wouldn't. And then, like, I would never poop because I, you know.
Yeah.
And I've almost shat my pants in high school because I, like, couldn't poop publicly there.
That's, like, kind of an issue.
It is. And so it's, like, you know, power to the people who, like you, the advocates, yeah. Like, good for you. But it's, like, if I'm in the bathroom while you're publicly pooping,
you don't like me.
I don't like you.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and I, like, whatever. What I can say is, like, I'm definitely not a public pooper where, like, I'm in a public bathroom and I'm just like, I'm just gonna let it all out.
Go ahead.
Like, yeah, like, I, like, wait for people to go or to flush or something, and then
courtesy
I'm like,
flush.
Okay, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to, like, push really hard now.
Yeah. I get what you mean, because, you know, freshman year dorm life, I had to publicly poop. I had no fucking choice.
It's like a nightmare.
Oh, it was. So my mom bought me poopery and she sent me an old box. It's poopery. This is brought to you by poopery, bitch.
Yes. Yep. Okay, seriously though.
Literally, oh my god, saves lives. So this is what my routine was.
Just to clarify, for anyone who doesn't know what poopery is, it's a little spray that you spray in the toilet before you poo, and then it, like, makes, like, this beautiful, like, mask over the water so that the smell can't escape. So it just smells nice. And it's not, like, one of those products where it, like, at the end it smells, like, shitty flowers. Like, yeah. It just does smell good.
It really smells great.
So, poopery.
It's very zesty.
Yeah, it is.
Zesty and floral. Mm-hmm. So, we're both transfer students. I transferred from University of Oregon.
School dogs! And I'm from Seattle University. It's not very large. It's a little...
Go
Red Hawks? I literally forgot what we were.
Okay. But anyway, so we had 20 rooms on our floor. So that's double that because, you know, you have a roommate. Mm-hmm. And then three toilets. You know, you walk into the bathroom, three stalls.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I would do is I would go in. I would literally look under to see if anyone was there. If no one was there, I would put on... This is like an Olympic sport. I would press on the, you know, air dryer. And yeah. That thing goes on for like 20 seconds. I don't know. Maybe 20. I don't really know. And I go...
It's not a long time.
So I go in, spray that poopery. I would like put it in my like yoga pant pocket.
I love it.
And I would literally just be like... You know, like, I would literally just be like, poo everything out now! And then, literally, like, I feel like poo is the worst thing that this could have segued into. Like, we're going pretty deep into this.
Yeah.
Whatever. Point is, I would have that. I would have the time of the
dryer.
Air dryer.
Okay.
To
poo?
To poo.
That's wild.
I know. So, obviously, sometimes it didn't work out, but it got to a skill.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed. I, like, don't think that I'd be able to time my poo.
But way. I also had poo problems the whole year because I definitely didn't go as much as I should have.
Okay. So, like, in the end, didn't work out.
So, I understand being a public pooer advocate is, like, you know, more free.
Yeah.
More free spirit, more freedom, power to the people. But it's, like, I'm sorry. I wait till I go home.
Yeah. No, I, like, I respect that. I just, like...
Or I don't know.
I feel like you gotta poo, you gotta poo. Everyone poos.
Yeah, you're so right. And I do, I wish there was more normalcy around the topic. Like, yeah. Because I think, you know, mine's because I'm like socialized into being like, ew, like, you're a lady. No, it's not even just you're a lady because like anyone that poops. Like, even like when Maeve, Molly's cat, poops, I like look at her and I'm kind of like, Maeve, are you fucking pooping in front of my fucking face?
Wait for me to leave.
Okay, enough about pooping.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like we should go into as dudes.
Yeah, and I feel like this kind of has to do with pooping because our theme for our as dudes today is fast food, and fast food makes you poo.
It totally makes you poo.
So.
And each fast food, some of them carry distinct poo types.
Yep, no, 100%. So poo is just a continual theme today.
That'll be just the name of this episode.
Poo. Yeah, no, I like it. Okay, so do you want to explain what As Dudes is?
Yes. So As Dudes is a segment that we're going to do on here, and we would do it hanging out sometimes. It was really fun. So basically, we just pick a topic. So today's, like, fast foods, and then we are going to pick a couple fast food chains and what they would be like as dudes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's throw out Del Taco.
Okay.
I personally, when I think Del Taco, I think, like, it's like... A surfer guy who smokes a lot of weed and has a lot of sand on him permanently, and he's kind of like dumb but like loves fries.
Okay, I can kind of see that. I don't know. For me, Del Taco just feels like a guy who is just like constantly kind of greasy, but not in a gross way. Like someone who like has the like cool like slick back
kind of like 50s?
Yeah, kind of 50s but like
so
more like kind of I just feel like really like it's like a sexy like sweaty kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get that at all, but I feel like it's because that's the beauty of this game is it honestly depends. Like Del Taco like where I grew up was very like everyone just goes and like gets in, it's like really good and it's like all surfery and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, I feel like, is the prep school of, like, fast food. Like, I feel like I'm imagining, like, a Vineyard Vine, like, colored shirt, like, short shorts, like, pastel colors. Like, that's what I'm totally getting.
I can totally see that. But I also see kind of, like, the sugar daddy. Like, I feel like, he's kind of, like, it's kind of, like, gross, because, like, why are you paying someone to do this, but also, like, hey, like, he makes money and and like is kind of classy, but also kind of not classy at the same time.
Yeah, like kind of like raunchy.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can see that. I just feel like because Jack in the Box, I just think is one of the more expensive chains. I feel like it's kind of like we're kind of trashy, but we like pretend that we're not.
Bougie. That's kind of bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of like the, yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Carl's Jr. Gross. Carl's Jr. is a, he smells.
Yeah.
He smells bad and he has those really tight curly chest hairs.
Oh my God. Yeah, whenever I think of Carl's Jr., I just think of, like, getting my, like, smashed burger. I also think it's important that, like, we do go to these businesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're literally not trying to be insulting to fast food.
We literally eat all of these,
but
so.
I think of, like, my smashed, like, Western bacon cheeseburger that's, like, has kind of, like, some barbecue sauce, like, on the top of the bun, and it's just, it's messy. It's just, like, not.
Yeah.
It's not put together.
He eats potato chips on the couch.
Yeah, with crumbs, like, on his t-shirt when he gets up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, we were kind of talking about different BO smells earlier. He kind of has that onion one.
Yes. He does. He does.
Okay, so we agree on Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
But, hello, your chicken stars are bomb.
Yeah, true.
In-N-Out.
And the Western bacon cheeseburger is good.
So. I've not had that.
It's so good. It has onion rings on the burger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to venture more with my burger like choices because I always just get a regular cheeseburger.
Yeah, do it. Try it. Highly recommend.
In-N-Out. I honestly am kind of flustered with this one.
I just love In-N-Out so much that like it's like my dream man is In-N-Out.
I 100,000% get that.
Because it's, like, simple, but yet, like, there's still, like, options that you can have, but it's also, like, doesn't try too hard to be, like, look at our flashy menu and look at our whatever. It's just, like, down to earth, like, I am a good burger and
he's
you know
the,
it.
He's the perfect man.
He is.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
God,
that could be whatever it is to you, whatever the perfect, or woman, or them, or whatever. The perfect person, partner, is In-N-Out.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, healthy-ish. Like, you know.
Yeah, like, with the, like, brown on the, like, the skin of the potato on the french fries. It's
practically vegetable.
Yeah. In-N-Out, marry me.
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel, I do have a connection to just because, like, I used to go there with my grandma. So I feel like it's, like, kind of, like, the guy that you just, like, want to hug. Like, just, like, the kind of, like, teddy bear guy.
Oh, boy. I do not want to hug wiener. I feel like, I don't even know. I feel like he smells like hot dogs. And I mean, I feel like, like, I feel like that's obvious. But I just feel like he just smells like hot dogs. And I don't know how he smells like hot dogs. And I can't even put characteristics to him.
I imagine, like, a person, like, a guy who's, like, super into baseball. And, like, is just into baseball and hot dogs.
I actually have an exact image. I get what you're saying, but I see, like, kind of, like, one of those creepy, really tall guys in, like, a tuxedo suit, like, from, like, the 20s, you know? And he's kind of like, hey, like,
I'm Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, what he's saying is it could low-key be kind of, like, charming, like, if, but not, like, his delivery is ruining everything.
Okay. I can kind of see it, but I feel huggable with Wiener Schnitzel. Mm-hmm.
So you're getting more, like, fat sausage vibes. I'm getting, like, long, skinny hot dog, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just we're thinking
Waluigi
about.
Waluigi vibes. Oh, no. He's kind of like Waluigi.
No. I guess mine would be more like a Mario, then.
Whoa. That's my, like, Carl's Jr., I think, is more Mario.
Okay.
That's good that we're, you know, relating it to some more characters.
Yeah.
Okay, Cane's, the last one.
I've never been to Cane's, personally, but it's kind of like.
There's a lot of hype with it around the area.
There's so much hype, and I think that it's just kind of like, seems like an achievable dream that you could get.
Cane's is hot.
Cane's is super hot.
He's a hot Southern guy.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and he pays for your meal no matter what, even if you, you know, say you can pay for it, and I feel like he's low-key probably a little sexist, though. I can see him, like, having moments of, like, and I'm like, I can fucking do what I want. But then he brings you roses later, and he's really sweet.
I feel like he's definitely super Southern. Not super Southern, like, has an accent and stuff, but just, like, core, like, is just a good wholesome person. But I also feel like you were saying, he kind of has like a freaky side.
I think I'd have a summer fling with Canes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't think I'd marry Canes. Out of all of these, I'd marry In-N-Out.
I would definitely marry In-N-Out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Which, oh my god, that's actually a perfect segue. I'm serious, I didn't even try to do that, but like, wow.
Yeah, that is perfect.
So another thing we do is a fuck, marry, kill jar, and it's one of our favorite pastimes. Whenever we're bored, we literally play fuck, marry, kill, and yeah. So we have a jar here of things. It could be objects, people, celebrities, people who go to our school. Hello.
Hello, and you know who you are.
So let's do it. Do you want to grab three?
Yeah. Okay. I have three. So.
Good.
I can count. So, this is what we got. We have our first person, James Corden.
Okay.
Okay, late night host. Beautiful voice.
Into him.
Yeah, accent. It's important. Next, we have Fez.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Fez from That 70s Show.
Okay. Into it. Tight clothes. And last, we have Jason Segel. Or Seagal, whatever.
It's definitely Seagal.
Oh. Right? I think so. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I kind of think that I'm going to...
I'm marrying Jason Segel. There is no way in my goddamn mind I can't do that.
I think I'm going to kill Fez.
You bitch.
I think I'm going to kill Fez, and then I'm going to... I'm going to bang Jason Segel and marry James Corden. I just feel like James Corden is the kind of guy who's, like, so fun. Like, I feel like he'd take you to do fun things. Yeah. And in... Also, one of the main reasons I'm saying this is because in his carpool karaoke with Stevie Wonder, he calls his wife and has Stevie Wonder sing to her.
Oh, my God.
And that is a dream.
That is a dream.
So.
Well, I'm killing James Corden. Listen, and I love him. I do. But I just feel like... I feel like I want to bang Fez.
Okay.
And I have to marry Jason. And because of that, I have to kill James. That's what makes this game so fucking difficult.
It is. It's hard.
I just have, like, an emotional attachment to, like, Fez, like, a nostalgic thing.
Yeah. I understand
Which
that.
Is weird to tie with sex, but it's it's there.
Childhood memories, and you just need to release that tension.
No. I'm more of a hype than all that.
No.
Okay, well, honestly, successful episode.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of brings us to an end.
So tune in later. We're going to have more episodes. We're going to have Tipsy Talk, which is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And
might have some little guests.
Yes, we're going to have some friends come and chat with us, too. And I'll probably, you know, give more my feminist rage.
And probably more pooping stories, if we're being honest.
So stay tuned for farts, poops, and vagina power. Okay.